Hey guys, welcome back to the 17th episode of Immortal Brawl. Today, I'm going to be going over sneak peeks, Power League revamp, and more. So before we get into that, some account news. So I got my second rank 25 ball. I'm really happy about that. Me and some random person, we just played 8 matches in a row in Brawl Ball and wrecked everybody until we lost. But yeah. Trophy reset just happened, which was a little bit sad because it took away something like 160 trophies away. Let's see. The piggy week. So we just got our first mega pig with 20 star drops. I didn't get anything. I just got a truck. I got a truck spray. I got a Gale clapping pin. And then I got 4 of the same star powers, so I've got no idea how this happened, but I've seen this on Reddit where some other people are getting this, like, had the same glitch where I got 6 legendary star drops in a row, and all of them had Maisie's star power. Not Tremors, the other one, I don't know what it's called. But, so that was pretty annoying that I got the same thing from 6 legendary star drops. So basically I missed out on 6 star drops that could have been maybe, I don't know, a hypercharge or something like that, just saying. So that was really annoying. If you know what that glitch is, then please tell me, because maybe there's a way to like reverse it or something like that. But yeah. The new No Time to Explain podcast just dropped, so that's what actually I'm going to be going over today. And some other things that I've just been seeing around. Let's see. I don't think there's anything else for the... Yeah, there's nothing else really for the announcements. And yeah, let's get right into the episode. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about is Bye Bye Power League. So they are totally revamping Power League. So there's going to be a new, like, modifier. We don't know what it's going to be or what's it... we don't know what it's going to be called. But it's going to be more friendly for not just, like, the pro or hardcore players. But it's going to be much more friendly for, like, I don't know, the 10k or even the 5k players. Well, the ones that don't even have a rank 25 or something like that. I don't mean to offend anybody by saying this. But a lot of people that just don't really like Power League are usually the ones that don't have too many trophies, and that are not bad. It's just that they don't have all the brawlers and stuff like that. I'm not trying to offend everybody. Just wanted to say one thing. So basically, this will be more friendly for everybody. So the first change is now Power League is going to be only 1 month long, and I actually think that this is a really good change because 2 months, it is okay, but that's just for now where you need to get 60 wins. I mean, I did get 60 wins like some time ago already, but yeah. So that's a good change. Then the next one is more rewards. So really, I think this one is a great change. I mean, who doesn't like free stuff basically? Because now you basically just get 2,000 or even 1,000 bling if you get to diamond and the diamond rank. And then also you need to buy the skin, and you don't even get enough power bling to get the skin, and I think that's just really stupid. So now I'm guessing they might give away a skin or give away more bling or maybe even gems. I'm not sure about how that will be, but I'm hoping that they'll make it so everybody can get something, just not like the Brawl Pass Plus where you need to pay to get stuff. The next thing is there are going to be new, like, brand new modifiers. So the thing for this is I do like it. It's just, it's not going to be random like the graveyard shift. No, graveyard. Like the, it's not going to be random modifiers, it's going to be something like specific for each game mode, and I do kind of like this, but again, I don't really like modifiers. Sometimes, yeah, they're fun and interesting, but sometimes I just think they're really annoying, like the meteor shower just keeps falling on you, and there's, like, yeah, sometimes it's just annoying. So I guess if they're brand new and if they're something unique and like and cool and interesting for everybody, then yes, then definitely that's a good change. But if they're like they're the same old ones just in some specific order, then I'm not too happy. The next one is, and the last change, which is really good, is to gold rank, there will be no ban and pick phase. So basically, if you're a bronze 2 or silver something, then you won't have to have a ban and pick phase. So I'm guessing maybe you pick your brawler outside and you go into the match and then it will automatically throw you in, so there's nothing you can ban. So basically, there can be as many Larrys and Lauries as you want, or Kits, or which OP brawler will come out next. So I think this is a good change. It's just that I don't play Power League too much. Well, I guess I do like it I have started to like it more in the past 3 months, basically. But I'm only at gold 2, so I guess I will have to be banning and picking phase. And I think this is a good change, just that some people might not like, some people that are, you know, like in mythic or diamond or something like that, they might not be happy about this. But I think it's a good change, like, again, for all of the, like, early players, like 10,000 trophy range or something like that. Again, not trying to offend anybody. So the next thing is battle card frames. Oh, sorry. That's just going to be wrapping up for the Power League. Definitely good. Probably it's going to be called something like, I don't know, Quick League or something like that. But yeah, I think good changes, definitely. But definitely we'll see what it is in the next update, so stay tuned for that. So next thing is battle card frames. So basically this will be like associated with your fame rank. So basically if you have Saturnian fame or Martian fame or Lunar fame or one of those fames, then on your battle card there will be some kind of frame around it that will, like, maybe blue, yellow or something like that. They didn't really say what it is, but I'm guessing it's going to be something really, really good, and maybe fame will have a little bit more worth now. But I'm still angry that they didn't put in any kinds of, like, any kinds of rewards if you're getting fame. Maybe this is a little bit better, but I guess kind of improving fame, but yeah. So the next thing is the mythology season. So this thing is already been like speculated for a really long time. So this is the Zeus's of Olympias skins. Like, I think it's Zeus's of Olympias skin set, because there's one where with the Tick skin, the Zeus Brock, and Arius Nani, I think, probably something like that. But this is a really, really cool, I think this is such a great theme. And the reason why I think this is, Danny, in the No Time to Explain video, he took out a massive hammer and he said, I mean, everybody already knows how this hammer looks because it's already in the game, but as far as I know, I haven't seen it anywhere and I don't think it is, so maybe I'm mistaken, or maybe he just got something wrong. But that's just really cool, and it really, like, it really assembles with the Zeus of Olympias, so this will probably be a mythology season. Another thing is there might be the Swamp of Love season too, like maybe a new brawler of that, but I'll get into that a little bit later. So the thing that will come with the mythology season is there could be a new environment, which is really, really, really cool. So I think that's going to be like probably some kind of clouds around you, and everything will be more white and yellow, basically. Then the next one is there could be a new brawler or more. So basically what the more means, there could be like some special kind of skins. And if they're as good as the ones that are out right now, then, oh, I can't wait to see those. So this opens up another whole new, like, new little place for a new brawler. So basically they might make something like a 4, like or maybe I'm not sure really about that, but I just thought that's a really, really important disclaimer I want to say about the mythology season, because this will already be like evolving all of the things evolving around this whole sneak peek will be around the mythology season. And then the next one is then now there's some things that I just want to say that they did sneak about. So the thing is, there could be a new brawler, Cupid, maybe. There could be a new hyper or ability. And then a new sharpshooter from the Swamp of Love. So this is why I'm going over this part is because in the Brawl Together like video, we saw some we saw a shot like a sharpshooter shot. That's a tongue twister. A sharpshooter shot shaped like a Cupid arrow. Flying towards Bull, and killing him. So basically, this might just be a skin for Piper, but I doubt it. This might be maybe a third star power, but I doubt it too. And I think it's a new brawler evolving around the Swamp of Love, because there isn't anybody in it, and now Brawl Stars, I've seen them trying to like complete all of the trios, because if you didn't know, then all of the brawlers in this specific trio. So basically, Shelly, Colt, and Spike are in the Ranger Ranch trio. And then there's other ones. I don't know all of them from my head, top of the head, but one. But basically, yeah. So this already proves that they might put in Cupid. That's my idea. Or this might be just hyper for Piper, but doubt it. And then this might be an ability, like I said, for a star power. So basically, why I say it's for Piper, because we saw Piper in the corner, like her silhouette, but then she had some new ability, like she had the Cupid shot, and she had some kind of purple, like black hole or something like underneath her. And the thing about this is, I'm guessing it's a brawler, because Brawl Stars, they test out their brawlers on different brawler like looks. Like basically, they used to do it with many brawlers. Like for when Nani just came out, I think it was like for Frank or something like that. So they used Nani. They used Frank, but Nani's like attacks and all of that. So I'm guessing this could be the same thing with Piper. Just with a new brawler, Cupid. And then this is probably, like I said before, new sharpshooter from the Swamp of Love. Oh, the boring thing is, it's just a hypercharge for Piper, but I'm guessing that's not the case. So the next thing is the hypers we know. So the first one we know is for Buzz, and the second one we know is for Belle. So this is really interesting because this already opens up another area for all of the new hypercharges. So usually they have six hypercharges per one season, and I'm just guessing that there will be Buzz, Belle, and this makes sense again because they usually try to make a variety of brawlers like different kinds of abilities, because this makes sense because Buzz is a close range brawler and Belle is a long range brawler. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. So this could be really like interesting for Belle and for Buzz. They could do definitely a lot of things. So basically, maybe Buzz has like his super goes like twice as longer and now stuns many people, or his super can like go through walls, or maybe Belle's super, or maybe her like Belle's super now bounces off like from each brawler and then explodes at one point. Sorry, just putting out ideas there, but that's just really interesting, and I thought that I definitely had to say that. So the thing is the new skins. So there's a lot for me to go around with. So the first new skins are going to be for the Sand of Time. So maybe these don't even come into the game, but there are a lot of like Brawl Stars sent many people emails asking, which skin do you think is the best? And then there are some skins that could go be into the game. So the one is Sand of Time. So these skins look really, really good. So there's an Edgar skin with where he has like these kind of flying carpets, and It just looks really cool. Then there's going to be a Chuckskin where he's in a massive scorpion with, and he's white and he's like some kind of pharaoh. Then there's a Surgeon, which I really want to get. I think it's the best skin of all of the set. It's like my favorite color, turquoise. He has, he's like kind of flying. He has like a little cloud beneath him, a massive sword. I think that's really cool. Then there's another one for Dynamite. And Dynamite, he is now, he's like now a gem dealer basically. So he has gems in like the purple gems. Then go check out the lore episode if you don't understand what this means. So basically, it's the purple gems that he just throws around. We don't know the animations or anything like that. It's just definitely a cool base model. And then, of course, we have a Shelly skin, which I kind of like it, but probably my least favorite. It's probably my least favorite skin out of all of the sets. So basically, she has just a lantern. Then we also have the good random skins. So there's one for Janet. So she has like blue hair and she's a pop star. Then there's one for Poco where he has like a massive purple hair just going on his face and he has a really cool keyboard guitar. Then there's one for Buzz. Like these are all the good random skins, remember. So there's one for Buzz where he has like yellow hair. No, sorry, not yellow hair. He has orange hair and he's like kind of like a pop star. And then and of course there's Stu who is like basically he looks like he's set for life because he is all in gold. Then of course we might get the Fang skins in this season. So there were two color variations. There was a blue one and there was a red one. Two really cool like skins. Then of course one of the most recent like votes like they wanted us to vote for was the B skins. So basically there was a purple and dark green version, there was a green, a yellow and a blue version. So I personally voted for the blue version. I really like how the colors look and it's again my favorite color scheme. And but all of them are really cool except for the yellow one. I just don't think the yellow one really fits B. Then so we might see those ones coming into the game. Then one of the like longest waited skins is going to be Mecha Colt. So my friend, he mains Colt. He has like a rank 22 Colt, even though his name is Roll to Spike. But yeah, he loves Colt. He just plays him. He has his hypercharge and rank 22, and for him that's pretty good. And yeah, so he'll be really hyped about that and we'll definitely saving up his gems. And then there are the and then there is the Red King Frank. So this skin I don't play really Clash Royale or Clash Royale or Clash of Clans, but I guess for the people who like the game, kind of cool, yeah, but for $12, I think they said it's like $12 or something crazy like that. Eh, it's okay, but not the best. Let's see. Then, the very, very, very last thing I wanted to say about the new sneak peek for the update is a 3D lobby, maybe. So if you didn't know, then that in Brawl Stars is split into two versions. The one we know right now, and then the China version. So basically, the China version, it has this kind of 3D lobby, and it looks really awesome. And I really, really, I think it's a great thing to be in the Brawl Stars game, but I'm guessing they won't do it anytime soon right now, because that's what they said, because they've got a lot of other really important things to do, like all of the things I just said, they have that important, so all of this coding and time they're just not going to do it right now, but maybe in the, maybe not in this update, maybe the next update after this one. But yeah, I definitely think it's a really cool thing. And another thing is, they might be fishing. So this is kind of weird. But I think it would be cool just to chill around and fish with your friends, you know. But I've got a time limit, so I would probably just be spending it playing the games. But yeah. And then, of course, they did go over, like, some balance changes that they will try to make Brawlers, like, not too OP when they come out, but they do want to make strong brawlers so people, like, want to buy them. That's basically what they said. And I do understand it because they want to make money, they want to get people to, you like, buy over OP brawlers because then they will want to get it. But still, I don't think it was too necessary. But yeah, overall, I think it's a really good, like, I think we went over a lot and good things. And I'm pretty happy about the new changes that we right now know. But definitely stay tuned for the next episode. No, for the episode after the next one, because that's when the new Brawl Talk is coming out. And then I'm definitely going to be going over it, doing a massive review, and talking about all of the things that happen in it. Well, I hope, maybe. And yeah, I think that is going to be wrapping it up for this part of the episode. Now I am going to go into the Q and A for episode 15. So, let's see. Sorry about this. Wait, what? Okay, now, episode... Episode 15, I asked, which skin was your favorite? So this was ranking all of the Brawl Time skins. So there was 11 votes. 7 people said Cupid Piper, 2 people said Smooth Lou, 1 person said El Corazon. Sorry, I'm not pronouncing that wrong. I definitely know that, but yeah. And then 1 person said Doe Jessie again. So Cupid Piper, definitely agree with you. It might not be the... Like I said in that episode, I do think that Smooth Lou is better, but Cupid Piper definitely probably still one of the best skins. And I think I rated it like a 10 out of 10, but yeah, it was really cool. And then the Q&A was, I asked, what is your best and worst buy ever? So Myra says my best buy is Rogue Mortis, and my worst one is Grey. One is Gray's 2 pins for gems. Yeah, and then a bunch of emojis. Yeah, I guess that's kind of not the best thing. Then I Am Mopey says, I've made bad buys in Brawl. Probably worst is Axel Willow with gems and all of her common pins. Also, Charlie's Hypercharge was kind of dumb. But I got Kabucha Fang for Bling, and I do not regret that. So definitely Kabucha Fang, great skin. Charlie's Hypercharger, I mean, it has one of the biggest values in the game to buy Hyperchargers, because 5,000 coins is just too much, and then it's usually really hard to get them because you need to get them out of a Legendary Star Drop. So I guess Hyperchargers, that's not such a bad buy, but kind of. And then Axel Willow, yeah, definitely, because it's just a color variation and with her pins. So the next person that says is Easton. He says, my best buy was Robo Mike for 100 gems. Worst was Pandanita for 29 gems. Also, Smooth Lou's hat is called the Fedora. Hashtag RT main. So, yeah, thank you, RT main for the Fedora, because I did really, I kind of knew what it was called, but I wasn't sure. And then, yeah, so thank you for reminding me. Then he said he buys Robo Mike for 100 gems. Definitely, I actually got the same deal. I got the same deal on the shop. I didn't want to get the Piper skin. No, not the Piper, the Pam skin, because Evil Queen Pam, it is kind of cool, but Robo Mike definitely 100 times better. And yeah, for 100 gems, that was such a steal. And yeah, and then Pandanita for 29 gems. Yeah, it's a pretty bad skin. Not gonna lie. And then my friend actually did get that out of a Legendary Star Drop, and we were both pretty sad. And then Kaka says, worst was buying Jackie with €5 when she came out, when I could have gotten her easily from her box. Yeah, actually, I think I remember her coming out, and then my friends, because this one I was playing Brawl Stars before already, but like 2 of my friends actually got her for 5, and I was like, she's a super rare brawler. She's not rare. She's not like a legendary. Yeah, a legendary for 5. That's kind of good. But still, that's a pretty bad deal. And yeah, I'm sorry For you and my best was RoboMic for 100 gems. That was such a good offer. And again, definitely, like, probably one of the best offers they have ever come up with. So that's it for episode 15. Now I'm going to go into episode 16. CCTV Rulo. So this episode wasn't one of my most popular ones, but it was pretty okay. So the poll was, what kind of winter sport do you do? 0 people said hockey, 2 people said snowboarding, 3 people said skiing, 1 person said other in the Q&A, and 1 person said none, lame. So yeah, skiing is definitely the most popular one. My mum actually skis, but I love snowboarding. Like I said in that episode, I got 2nd place snowboarding, and I'm really happy about that. But yeah, so skiing wins. The next one was... Then now I'm going to hop into the Q&A. So I asked, do you want more lore episodes? So, let's see. Mopi says, heck yeah, you should... No. Easton says, more lore, please. This is a great podcast. Thank you, Easton. Definitely agree with you. It is a great podcast. Miles says, yes, we can do a collab. So, that's actually cool because I did ask him... On his podcast, I do want to do a collab with him. It's just that, sure, let's do it. Write me, let it know in the Q&A. I will give you my email, or if you have an email, then just tell me that. Sorry, doesn't matter. Then Kaka says, yes, 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 yes. Definitely cool. And actually, I am sorry, I am Mopey. I didn't screenshot. Oh, wait, no, actually, I did. So he says, heck yeah, you should unpack the official teaser for Brawl Stars. Loved, solve the Rico and Piper lore, or maybe what goes on in the biodome. Like, what was in those chemicals that turned everybody crazy? And yes, I will try to go over more lore. And the thing is, the Rico and Piper lore, I don't think it's really lore. I think it's just like... They can't, like, Rico likes Piper just, like, I don't care. And then the teaser for Brawl Stars, I will try to do that, but I'm not sure if many people will want to listen to that, because it might be boring, but let me know in this Q&A, do you want me to unpack all of these things that IMOP says? Because definitely he has a great, like, imagination. He has so much ideas. So thank you. He's the one who actually inspired me to do the lore episode that I did. I don't know, like my last episode was the lore one. And then the very last thing before I end this episode is, if you have any ideas for any episode ideas for me, then please tell me, because I will try to make them. And definitely I think that it would be cool for me to make episodes from all of you. Okay, so this episode is actually pretty long already, so I'm going to be ending it now. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next one. This is Pulsar, pulsating out.